People who study Brazil often point out this contradiction. The country is known for its sensuality, its beaches, bikinis, but Brazilian society is at its core religious and conservative. NPR's Philip Reeves has been seeing signs of this as artists who push boundaries around sex and gender face a backlash.
The Museum of Art in the city of São Paulo is one of the world's great galleries. It recently launched an unusual exhibition called Stories of Sexuality. Aline Gonzalez came here to see it. It's extremely important that this is happening right now, says Gonzalez, who's a musician. Because intolerance in Brazil is growing. Some works in the show are sexually explicit. The museum knew this would cause a huge outcry. For the first time in its history, it imposed an age restriction. Outside, people lining up to buy tickets are all adults. Under 18s are not allowed in. The exhibition's about many different forms of sexuality expressed through art in many different ways. Nudes by Degas, Picasso and Renoir hang alongside Robert Mapplethorpe photographs from the 1960s. Silvana Bellini has just come out of the exhibition, which she found subtle and sensitive. The ban on under 18s is ridiculous, says Bellini, who's a law professor. Brazilian kids often lack sex education. Bellini thinks they need to learn more about sexuality. After several tense weeks, her argument has prevailed. The restrictions been lifted, yet Brazil's so-called culture wars continue full throttle. In Brazil these days, artists and institutions who explore themes of sex and religion risk attracting street demonstrations and relentless online abuse. These campaigns are dominated by an organization called the Free Brazil Movement.
They are very young people and they know how to speak by social media. They know how to communicate with people.
Esther Solano is a sociologist at the Federal University of São Paulo who tracks the Free Brazil Movement. Solano says it's run by right-wing activists who see these campaigns as a way of winning popular support. With 2.5 million Facebook followers, the group should not be underestimated, she says.
It's a huge risk because they are attacking fundamental rights, the right of speech, the right of the sexual orientations.
Kim Katagiri, coordinator of the Free Brazil Movement, insists the movement's not interested in censorship. It just lobbies for ordinary Brazilians, he says, who care about what happens to their taxes and want to protect their kids. That argument does not wash with many within Brazil's artistic community. They say their right to free speech is increasingly threatened. In a nation that less than 35 years ago was under military dictatorship, this matters.
Here it's written, censorship nevermore, because we already had censorship back in the days where we have a dictatorship.
Leticia Gelibert is talking about a slogan scrawled across her back. She's in Rio de Janeiro at a protest outside that city's Museum of Art. Gelibert's a ballet dancer. Right now, though, she's squatting on the road, painting a banner attacking Rio's mayor, who's a bishop in an evangelical church. She's angry with the mayor for stopping this museum from holding an exhibition with gay, lesbian and transgender themes.
It's a public museum. It's our museum.
And everybody has different religions, different ways of feel art.
This same exhibition, called Queer Museo, was shut down in southern Brazil after a campaign against it, led by the Free Brazil Movement. Some of the Queer Museo's opponents are here. No to paedophilia, they chant. They see art that tackles such themes as a threat to children who might see it. The protesters include Luiz Augusto Meyer.
We think using art to change children is a crime. It's an abuse of the vulnerable.
This controversy, and others like it, is highlighting the issue of intolerance in Brazil, a country that's so often seen from outside as a freewheeling place of carnival, samba and sex. Brazilians often say that image doesn't actually match reality.
That's very strange how the body is seen here and how the culture sees us, because we don't have this freedom actually.
The ballet dancer, Leticia Gelibert, again.
That's the way they sell us, yes. As a tourist place.
This is the image.
It's something that sells.
For Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.